弟兄姊妹平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace.
感谢主，我们也再一次来一同寻求主的机会。
Thank the Lord that once again we have the opportunity to together seek Him.
盼望主再次向我们显现，向我们说话。
So pray that the Lord once again manifest Himself and also speak to us.
我们有点祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你给我们这样。能够在你面前安静聚集的机会。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us the opportunity so we can gather before you in our quietness of spirit.
也谢谢你给我们在饼杯面前享受主的同在。
And thank you for let us enjoy your presence before your table.
我们谢谢你，让我们跟这些弟兄姊妹有一起在你面前等候你的这样的恩典。
And also thank you for the grace that we can together with brothers and sisters to wait upon you.
我们求你那无限量的圣灵来充满我们。
May the unmeasurable Holy Spirit fill us.
无论是讲的，是翻译的，是听的，都被无限量的圣灵来充满。
Regardless of the one who speaks, those who listen and the one who translate, be filled with your Holy Spirit without measure.
主，你知道我们需要什么。
Lord, you know what we need.
求你向说话的、翻译的、听话的说话。
Pray that you speak to the one who speaks, the one who translates, and those who hear.
我们都一同等候在你的面前。
Together we wait before you.
愿你向我们显现，也愿你得到我们。
May you reveal yourself to us and may you gain us.
谢谢。
Thank you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 好，我们读几处的圣经。
Let's refill places of scripture.
我们先看哥林多前书第一章第九节。
Let's read First Corinthians chapter 1 verse 9.
哥林多前书第一章第九节，神是信实的，你们原是被他所召，好与他儿子，我们的主耶稣基督一同得分。
First Corinthians chapter 1 verse 9.God is faithful, by whom you were called unto the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
这后面这一段就是好与他儿子我们主耶稣基督一同得分，或者说是好与他儿子我们主耶稣基督进入交通。
Here the second half is enter into the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
再看约翰一书第一章。
First John chapter 1.
一到四节。
Verse 1 through 4.
论到从起初原有的生命之道，就是我们所听见、所看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过的。
That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life.
这生命已经显现出来，我们也看见过，现在又做见证，将原与父同在，且显现于我们的。那永远的生命传给你们。
For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you the eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us.
我们将所看见、所听见的传给你们，使你们与我们相交。我们乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交的。
That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that you may also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son Jesus Christ.
我们将这些话写给你们，使你们的喜乐充足。
And these things write we unto you, that your joy might be full.
再看约翰福音第十七章。
And Gospel Book of John chapter 17.
约翰福音十七章从十八节开始。
John 17, let us start with verse 18.
你怎样猜我到世上，我也照样猜他们到世上。
As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world.
我为他们的缘故，自己分别为圣，叫他们也因真理成圣。
And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also may be sanctified through the truth.
我不但为这些人祈求，也为那些因他们的话信我的人祈求。
Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word.
使他们都合而为一，正如你父在我里面，我在你里面， 使他们也在我们里面，叫世人可以信你差了我来。
That they all may be one as thou, Father, are in me and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me.
你所赐给我的荣耀，我已赐给他们，使他们合而为一，像我们合而为一。
And the glory which thou gavest me, I give unto them, that they may be one, even as we are one.
我在他们里面，你在我里面，使他们完完全全的合而为一，叫世人知道你差了我来，也知道你爱他们，如同爱我一样。
I in them and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast loved me.
我们知道我们所得的救恩非常的宝贵。
We know that the grace we have received is very precious.
我们罪人得赦免。实在是一件很大的事情。
It's such a great thing that us sinners got forgiven.
我们能有一个坦然无惧的心来到神面前，这实在是极其宝贵。
It's so precious that we can come before God with boldly and also without fear.
但是我们不能一直犯罪又赦免，犯罪又赦免。
But it cannot be that we keep sinning and then God forgiven and then do it over and over again.
其实我们如果一直不断的犯罪再赦免，神的荣耀不够大。
Actually, if we keep sinning and be forgiven, then actually God's glory is not big enough.
我们经历的神的恩典，认识的神也不够多。
And the grace that we experience from God and the God we know is not enough.
神不但救我们，赦免我们的罪。
God does not only save us and also forgiven our sins.
神也借着主耶稣基督把新生命给我们。
And also God through Jesus Christ gives us the new life.
这个新生命使得我们可以认识神。
So this new life let us able to know God.
这个新生命使得我们可以进入天父与神儿子的交通。
And this new life enable us to enter into the fellowship of the Father and Son.
所以这不是一个很玄的事情，这是一个很真实的境地。
So it's not something abstract, but it's very practical.
所以如果我们一直只愿意根据我们没有信主的时候，没有信主以前那样的情况去生活。
So if we only would like to live in the condition that before we believe the Lord,
我们非常难发现神给我们的生命有多宝贵。
Then it would be so hard for us to realize how precious is the life that God has given us.
但是我们如果真的愿意靠着圣灵能够进入主给我们的生命。
But if really by the Holy Spirit we are willing to enter into the life that the Lord has given us.
进入主给我们带进来天父与神儿子的交通，我们也在这个交通里面，你就会发现这个生命是极其的有福气。
So if we are able to enter into the fellowship of the Heavenly Father and Son, and also we are in this fellowship as well, then you will realize how blessed is this life.
在这个交通里面，我们才能发现什么叫做圣洁，什么叫做污秽。
Only when we are in this fellowship, then we will know what is holiness and what is impurity.
基本上我们在没有跟主有好的交通之前，我们实在分不出来。
Before we have a good fellowship with the Lord, we cannot tell what the difference.
也许有人他会思想，他可以分得出来。
Maybe someone might be thoughtful and think that they can tell the difference.
对我来讲，我都是主帮助我的，我没有办法凭我自己能够进入。
But to me, it's all because the Lord has helped me. By my own self, I cannot enter in.
所以进入交通就叫我们更能够经历进入那个圣洁的时机。
So to enter in the fellowship then can help us to enter into a reality of being holy.
而且进入交通也叫我们常常活在主的平安里面。
And to enter into the fellowship enable us to always live in the peace of the Lord.
我记得我还在台湾证券管理委员会上班的时候。
I remember that when I still work in a government department. In the security stock exchange of the government in Taiwan.
我有一次碰到我一个同事，他妈妈去世。
There was once one of my colleagues' mother passed away.
大家都不敢靠近他。
Nobody dared to become closer to him.
因为他妈妈去世的时候是非常突然。
Because his mother passed away all of a sudden.
他很痛苦。
He really felt suffer a lot.
所以他来上班呢，就是很难过的样子。
So he was really sad when he came to work.
大家知道他家出了事情。
Everyone knew that something happened to him.
但没有人敢靠近他。
But nobody dared to come closer to him.
不知道怎么该帮他的忙。
Nobody knew how to help him.
但是我在跟主交通的时候。
But as I fellowship with the Lord.
主就把一个平安给我。
The Lord gave me a peace.
不但把平安给我，主就叫我去跟他接触。
Not only Lord gave me peace, but also Lord told me to draw closer to him.
那这个接触呢，好像让他感觉到说，神有个神的爱，神的关心在他的身上。
So as I interact with him, then he felt God's love and watch over him.
所以你发现跟主交通不是个关闭而已，不是关闭的。
So you realize that to have fellowship with the Lord is not just something that you close yourself up.
但是虽然是我们跟主交通的时候，我们是跟主有一个关闭的关系。
Although it's true that it's when we are fellowship with the Lord, it's we are closed in the place that's us and Him.
但是当你交通之后呢，主会对你有带领，这个带领呢，你就会把从主那里得到的能够给出去。
But after we fellowship with the Lord, then the Lord has His guidance, so we can outflow what He gives us to others.
所以受差遣，其实在受差遣之前，应该先有好的交通。
Therefore, in order to be sent by God, then before that, there should be a good fellowship with God.
如果在神面前跟神没有好的交通而出去的，这不一定是神差遣。
If there is no good fellowship with God, then being sent, actually, this might not be good.
但是如果是出于神的，神会把他的工作带出来。
But if something is from God, then God will reveal His work.
所以这个交通是非常的宝贵的。
So this fellowship is very precious.
所以有时候我们在主面前交通，能够被主的喜乐充满。
So usually that when we fellowship with God, our joy might be filled by the Lord.
当我们被喜乐充满的时候，我们去上班的时候就带着喜乐去上班。
So when we are filled by the joy of the Lord, then when we go to work, then we go with joy.
我们看有的时候有人上班是带着愁眉苦脸去上班。
Sometimes we see someone go to work with such a sad face.
可能每天的工作都很难，可能每天压力都很大。
It might be that work is hard and with a lot of pressure.
但是因为你与主有一个好的交通，所以呢，主先把他的同在、他的喜乐给我们。
But because you have a good fellowship with the Lord, so the Lord first has already given us His presence and His joy.
所以你同样要面对很大的压力，你同样要面对很艰难的事情。
So the difficult things and the pressure is the same.
但是你是有主的喜乐、主的同在，跟着去带，跟着去面对。
But then you face those things with Lord's presence and His joy.
很宝贵的就是，你可以天天得到。
The precious thing is that you can receive them daily.
我记得我刚刚信主的时候，被那个大喜乐充满到一个地步，我就觉得我好像走起路来一地好像山尺一样飘着。
I remember that when I just believed the Lord, I was so joyful from the Lord to the point that I felt that when I walk as if I'm above the ground.
但是你如果每天都这样飘，你也会觉得很平常。
But if you always feel that you're walking above the ground, then you think it's normal.
因为你知道，如果你每天都是看漂亮的，那这个漂亮就是平常了。但是还是漂亮，对不对？但是它已经变成你很习惯了。
So if every day you see something that's beautiful, then it becomes a norm to you, then you are getting used to it.
所以如果每一天被喜乐充满，这个喜乐还在，但是呢，对你就很平常。
So if every day you are being filled by joy, then this joy is always there, but to you it's a norm.
可能平常到一个地步呢，没什么感觉，就它是有喜乐，但是呢，不是那种特别兴奋的在那里让你在那里好像跳动那个样子。
So this kind of joy becomes so normal to you that although it's always with you, but you don't always feel excited.
所以我以前在上班的时候，有时候在电梯里面，比如说，你今天高兴什么？
So So when back then when I was working, sometimes in the elevator when people meet me, they ask me, so why are you so happy today?
他不问我, 我还不知道我在高兴什么。
If they did not ask me, I don't even know why I was happy.
因为这是什么?平常。因为都在这个情况下, 所以变得很平常。
Because I was under such, I was always under such conditions, so it becomes a normal, it becomes a norm to me.
在经历人很平常, 在没有经历人觉得很特殊。
For those of us who experience it, it's a norm, but for others who do not experience it, they think it's something special.
所以不用,你今天高兴什么?
So they ask me, why are you so happy today?
他不问我还不晓得我还在喜乐里面。
If they did not ask me, actually I did not realize I was in such a joy.
当他一问我就是,当然是因为主了,我就是亲近的主,跟主有个很好的交通,主的喜乐成为我的喜乐。
Because they ask me, then I know of course it's because of the Lord, because I have a good fellowship with Him, so His joy becomes my joy.
所以你可以把主的喜乐带到你上班的地方。
Therefore, you can bring the joy of the Lord to the place you work. And you can bring the joy of the Lord to your family. And you are able to bring the joy of the Lord to the meeting place.
我们不是每一个人来聚会都是要很重担的来。
It's not that each one of us have to come to the meeting with a heavy burden.
不是我们有重担的时候才要来聚会，我们是应该什么？ 有主的同在，有主的喜乐，充满我们，带到聚会来。
We do not come to the meeting because we feel heavy burden, but actually we bring Lord's joy and also His presence to the meeting.
如果你来到聚会当中， 99.9%的基督徒都是受压，都是愁苦， 你这里看到什么？
What would you see if 99.9% of Christians come here feel so heavy burden and under great pressure.
你看到的就是那些样子。
Then all you see is those kind of face.
所以当我们在主面前有好的交通的时候， 你就能够把那个好的交通结果带到你所到的地方。
So if we have good fellowship with the Lord, then you can bring such good result to the place you are.
所以你要知道说我们是别人的祝福。
Therefore you should know that we are the blessing of others.
我们不但自己要从神那里得祝福， 我们是别人的祝福。
Not only we receive blessing from the Lord, but also we become the blessing for others.
这是很大的事情。
It's something really great.
而且呢，当我们到了弟兄姊妹当中， 我们看到弟兄，主借着弟兄姊妹把他的喜乐，把主的喜乐带给我。
And also when we are among brothers and sisters, then you will see that through brothers and sisters, then the Lord brings His joy to us.
主也借着弟兄姊妹把因为在主面前交通所得的启示带给弟兄姊妹。
And also through brothers and sisters that the Lord gives the revelation through the fellowship to brothers and sisters.
主也借着弟兄姊妹让我们看到那个神生命的工作在弟兄姊妹身上是那样的真实。
And also through brothers and sisters, God enabled us to see how real is the work of His life upon brothers and sisters.
所以借着弟兄姊妹让我们在一起读主的话，能够我们一起明白神的旨意。
And also through brothers and sisters, together we read God's words, then we can understand His will together.
不单单是明白，主让我们看到有一群弟兄姊妹为神的旨意在那里把自己摆上。
And not just understand, but God let us see that there's a group of brothers and sisters offer ourselves up for His will.
你要觉得这是很宝贵的事情。You
should feel it's something very precious.
我曾经遇见过有一群基督徒，他们在一起，不过就是吃吃喝喝。I
have met a group of Christians. Whenever they are together, they just have fun and just enjoy the meals.
他们都是基督徒，但他们在那里经历的神不是很丰富。They
are all Christians, but they have not yet experienced God much.
我也看到有一群基督徒受环境的引诱，所以整个聚会都没有了。I've
also seen a group of Christians. They are being attracted by their environment, and therefore the whole entire meeting got dissolved.
所以如果主给我们机会。
So if the Lord still gives us chance,
从我们个人跟主有一个活的交通，活的关系。
From us individuals have a living fellowship, living relationship with the Lord.
能够进入这个团体的，这个基督身体的这样的交通。
And to enter into the corporate, the fellowship of the body of Christ.
这是非常宝贵的。
That is very precious.
也是非常难得。
And that's very hard to get.
今天你能找几个人？ 能够愿意跟你一起来经历生命的事情。
So how many people you can find that together they are willing to experience things about life with you?
如果不是神做工,
if it's not God himself that's the work,
我相信你请也请不到这些人。
I think you cannot even if you invite them, they are not willing to be with you.
我们不要说什么, 很多就谈到结婚的事情。
Not just to mention, if we just mention about marriage,
世界上人结婚是什么?
A lot of people in the world, when they get married, they talk about it's conditional.
有没有门当户对啊?
Whether their social status fits with one another,
他有没有我满意的才干啊?
Do they have the good talent that I like?
他有没有我满意的外貌啊?
Or how about the outward appearance?
我特别少奋斗十年呢?
Is his family come from, does he come from a wealthy family?
还是我们在一起要更受苦啊?
Or when we are together, we will suffer even more.
很难的,我跟你讲,这些都很现实的问题。
Those are really practical issues.
年轻人是不想这个问题,但碰到的时候就没办法。
Even though young people don't think about it, but when they encounter such circumstances, they cannot help it.
所以这是个现实的问题。
So it's very practical.
所以你如果能够找到一群弟兄姊妹, 他能够无条件的, 单纯的, 专心的, 来跟你一起认识主。
So if you are able to find a group of brothers and sisters who are willing to together to know the Lord with you unconditionally with pure heart, that's really difficult.
除了神做, 没有人能做。
Unless God does it, then nobody else can do it.
但是如果你有机会, 你要宝贝。
But if you have the opportunity, you should be precious of it.
因为机会不是常常有的。
Because we don't usually have the opportunity.
机会的次数也是有限的, 因为我们活在有限当中。
Because we live in a limited space, so therefore the times that we have such chance is also limited.
但是你如果从这个有限的机会能够不断地去经历那个无限的那个永恒的东西, 你就可以进入到那个神儿子天父的教统。
But if through such limited opportunity you are able to enter into the unlimited eternity, then you are able to enter into the fellowship with God and Son.
所以交通不是像一个瓶子一样，好像只装进来就算了。So
to have fellowship is not just like a water bottle that it just fills in and that's it.
交通之后是要流出去的。After
a fellowship, it should flow out.
所以刚才我们读的那段圣经，老约翰说什么？我把亲眼看见、亲手摸过、亲耳听见的交通给你们。So
as we have read the scripture, John has said that what our eyes have seen and we have looked upon and our hands have handled, I fellowship unto you.
这是生命的经历。And
that's the experience of life.
这个生命的得着产生生命的交通。
Because of the receiving of life, therefore results in the fellowship of life.
所以神因着我们愿意跟他交通, 所以他来差派我。Because
we are willing to have fellowship with God, therefore he sends us.
所以每一个人都是被差派的器。So
each one of us is the vessel being sent.
每一个得救的基督徒都应当接受主的差派。Each
Christian being saved shall be willing to receive the sending of God.
所以每一个得救的基督徒应该跟主有一个很密切、很活泼、很新鲜的交通。
So each saved Christian should have a very intimate and also living fellowship with God.
我们实在要有一个心愿。
We should really have a heart.
我们不要只喜欢看别人的经历。
We don't just enjoy looking at the experience of others.
我们只想听听别人讲故事给我们听。
And we only want to hear about what others said.
别人有故事，如果是出于主做的，这别人跟主有一个活的关系。
For if other people have a story to tell, because if that's really from the Lord, it's because they have a living fellowship with God.
但神的工作不是只停在他身上。
But God's work does not just stop on other people.
我若愿意，神也愿意给我。
If I'm willing, then God is willing to give me as well.
这就是我当初刚刚信主，开始经历主的一个很重要的心态。
So that was how I felt, a very important attitude I had when I first believed the Lord.
我常常听到别人的经历的时候，我就问主说，这是不是他的专利？
So when I heard other people's experience, then I asked the Lord, is that only his own privilege?
如果是他的专利，我就没有份。
If that's that person's privilege, then I have no part with it.
如果是只要愿意人都可以，我就有机会。
But if whoever is willing, then they can receive it, then I have the chance.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
主让我知道，只要我愿意，我就有机会。
The Lord let me know that if I'm willing, then I have the chance.
所以因为跟主有交通，你就有经历。
Because we have fellowship with the Lord, then we have experience.
所以被主差派也是很自然的事情。
So it becomes very natural for to be sent by God.
你跟主交通到一个地步，主就会叫你，不但是进入幔内，而且要出到营外。
When you fellowship with the Lord intimacy to the point that then the Lord will tell you to be, then the Lord will send you, and not only that you enter into the veil, but also you should go out.
所以跟主交通不是一个死水，不是进入死海。
So to fellowship with the Lord is not that you go into a dead sea.
跟主交通是像加利利海一样，是由进来又出去。
To have fellowship with the Lord is like Sea of Galilee. There's the entrance and also it will go out.
所以受差遣就是因为交通的结果。
Therefore being sent is the result of fellowship.
所以你如果你如果读四福音，你会发现主他做每一件事情都是后面都有一个跟天父一个很密切的交通。
So when you read the four Gospels, you will realize that each thing that the Lord did, it was because there was an intimate fellowship with God.
好，我想今天有一个负担跟大家交通，神差他的儿子降世的目的。
So today my burden is to share with you the purpose of God sent His Son to be on earth.
啊，神差他儿子降世的目的，我们都很清楚。第一个是什么？他要叫所有信他的人得永生。
We know the first purpose of God sending His Son to earth was that so all those who believe unto Him shall have eternal life.
因为神爱我们。
Because God loved us.
他不要我们继续落在罪的控制底下。
He did not want us to continue to be under the control of sin.
所以他要我们不但相信他，而且得永生，得永远的生命。
So He does not only want us to believe unto Him, but also receive eternal life.
所以不单是罪得赦免，而是要得生命。
But not only sins being forgiven, however receive life.
而且呢，他告诉我们说，信的人不被定罪，不信的人罪已经定了。
And He told us that those who believe on Him are not condemned, and those who do not believe are already under condemnation.
而他叫我们得生命的目的是什么呢？
So what's the purpose that He would like us to receive life?
叫我们因着这个生命有能力来行在真理的光中。
So that through this life, we have the power to walk under truth.
啊，行在真理里面，我们曾经也这样努力过。
We did put much effort to try to walk in truth.
我记得我这个啊，中学的时候啊，读这个儒家的书，就是孔子、孟子那些书。
I remember when I was in high school, I read the books about Confucius.
哦，我是一个比较实行主义的人。
I'm someone who is practical.
所以呢，读了就去实行。
So after I read those, I try to carry them out.
但是真的我实行到最后就放弃。
But at the end, after I tried, I gave up.
有理想，但没有能力。
I do have my ideal and I have my goals, but I was powerless.
所以我心里渴慕真理，但是呢，我不知道怎么达到真理。
I do have the desire toward truth, but I did not know how to achieve it.
在我大学时代，我的宿舍的那个，我们有个书架在桌子前。
In my college dormitory, there was a bookshelf.
我给自己写了一些卡片。
I wrote some notes.
贴在上面是提醒我自己。
I stick onto the bookshelf in order to remind myself.
其中一个卡片就是真理。
One of the notes I wrote was about truth.
我想知道真理是什么。
I want to know what truth is about.
我想知道怎么走在真理里面。
I want to know how to walk in truth.
这是我还很认真的时候是这样。
Back then, I'm very diligent.
到后来呢，好像就发现不晓得是什么东西。
But later on, I got lost.
所以当我信主以前的时候，我是完全不知道什么叫真理。
So before I believed the Lord, I had no idea what truth was about.
但是呢，就是说主救了我。
But the Lord had saved me.
主告诉我说他自己就是真理。
The Lord told me that himself is truth.
圣灵在我们身上带领就是真理。
As the Holy Spirit guides us, that is truth.
神的话就是真理。
God's word is truth.
但是我还是做不到。
But I could not do it.
所以呢，就学会靠主。
Then I learned to rely on the Lord.
要行真理，就必须靠神而行。
To walk in truth, then we must rely on the Lord to do it.
所以如果没有学会靠神，不但不能明白真理，也不能行在真理里面。
So if we do not learn how to rely on the Lord, then not only that we do not know truth, but also we cannot walk in truth.
感谢主，主现在给我恩典，让我能够学会靠他而行。
Thank the Lord for He has given me the grace, so now I can rely upon Him.
所以他主耶稣来地上，他就是要叫一切信他的人都得永生。
So as Lord Jesus came on earth, it's so that all those believe unto Him shall have eternal life.
这个生命是充满着能力的。
And this life is full of power.
不像我们旧造的生命是立志行善由得我，行出来由不得我。
Unlike our old life, which that willing to do is upon us, but we cannot do it.
而且主的生命呢？是教我们怎么会依靠他。
And also, Lord's life enable us to and teach us how to rely upon Him.
所以这个依靠是有福的。
So this kind of reliance is a blessing.
我有时候被逼到一个情况，非靠不可。
Sometimes I'm being pushed to the point that I cannot but only depend on Him.
我记得有一次，我们隔壁的邻居啊，突然来找我。
I remember that there was once my neighbor came to look for me all of a sudden.
他说。我们把这个篱笆换了好不好
？He told me that it's okay. We change the fence.
好啊。
I said okay.
他说你可不可以出钱
？Then is it okay that you pay for it？
那他说你可不可以 share？
Then he said that can we share？
那原来是我的篱笆了，那你现在把我拆掉，那你现在你要做篱笆你就做，那你做还要我出钱
？It's actually my fence.And if you would like to take it off, but then you would like me to pay for it?
我当时心里有点挣扎。
I felt really struggle.
因为知道我的银行里没有多少钱。
Because I know I did not have much money.
这个钱拿出去呢，我会有点困难。
It would be difficult for me to pay for it.
但是呢，人家来要求。
But they came to me.
那我一看，没有选择，我说好吧，那就做吧。
Then I felt I had no choice, so I said okay.
等他一估价，我就发现什么？他把最贵的、最需要花钱的，通算到我们这边来。
After price estimate, I realized that he asked me to pay the most expensive part.
因为他不是光做这个，他还要做他那一边呢，其他的地方。
Because he did not the, it was not only just my part of the fence that needed to be done, also his part.
所以那个估价是怎么样？他是先从那边先估那边最贵的，先把，然后下面的钱就便宜了。
So he started doing the price estimate from the most expensive side.
我感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
主给我依靠他的恩典。
The Lord gave me the grace to rely upon him.
所以我只能到主面前去，我说主，这是突然来的需要。
So I told the Lord, this need came all of a sudden.
这是忽然来的，这是非预期的。
This was out of my expectation.
也不是我找他，是他找我的。
I did not go look for him, he looked for me.
是他要求的，不是我要求的。
He requested, not me.
所以主你要给我。
So Lord, you need to give to me.
很快，我这边支票签出去，主那边钱就来了。
Then very soon that after I wrote the check, then the Lord gave me.
神有恩典。
The Lord has His grace.
我们学会依靠他。
We should learn to depend on Him.
你学会依靠他，行在真理里面就很容易，就很实际。
Learn to depend on Him, then it's very practical to walk in truth.
如果我们只照自己的分析的话，那就难走了。
It would be very difficult to walk in it if we only depend on our own analyzation.
第二点，神差他儿子降世的目的。
And also the second purpose for God to send His Son to be on earth.
要把那个从天上来的，他是在万有之上的这个事实见证出来。
And that is to testify that He is from above and He's above all.
这实在是一个很难的见证。
That's a very difficult testimony.
但是呢，神儿子从天上来，目的就是做这件事。
But for the Son of God to come from above, that is His purpose.
今天基督徒如果被神差遣出去，
If today as Christians being sent by God,
同样也做这件事。
Also do the same thing.
要见证那从天上来的是在万有之上。
Is to testify the one from above is above all.
哦，这是一个很重大的见证。
That is a big testimony.
是很难的。
It's very difficult.
但是呢，却是很真实的。
But it's very real.
至少从两方面。
These they are from two points.
你说的话是从神来的。
What you said are from God.
啊，从神来的，这才能产生神要做的功用。
Only when that's from God, then can result in what God would like to accomplish.
啊，不是我们把这个白纸黑字的这个话这样读一读就算了。
It's not that just we read all those words.
我们需要主。让我们常常经历他的话。
We need the Lord to always experience His word.
认识他的话。
To know His word.
不晓得你经历神的话有什么感受。
I don't know how you feel when you experience His word.
在我经历神的话的时候，我发现他鉴察我的心。
When I experience God's words, I realize that He examined my heart.
他把我心里面深处讲不出来的说出来。
He reveals what.In the depth of my heart that I cannot even say.
如果我们没有这样的经历，我们去把神的话送出去，不过是送一个知识出去。
If we do not have such experience, but we only send out God's words, that's only knowledge.
如果你能够让神的话那个光照的那样的能力显出来，那你必须要先得着。
If we would like to show upon the enlightening power of God's words, then you have to receive it first.
对神的话常常显明我们的光景。
So God's words often reveal our condition.
像我们不知道自己是犯罪。
For example, if we do not know we sin.
也不知道怎样是犯罪。
And we do not even know what is to sin.
但是你常常读主的话，哎，就知道了。
But if you often read God's words, then you realize it.
哦，我以前读。早期的时候读圣经有个态度会跳。
In the past, my attitude when I read the Bible was that I jump around, I flip around.
我不知道这样会跳是有问题的。
I did not realize to flip around by reading God's words there was a problem with it.
有一些的话我觉得哎呀这个不用读了我应该知道了然后那个也不用读了我觉得这可以了。
So for certain words, I felt I did not need to read them because I thought I know it.
但是主告诉我说，因为我没有信心，所以不敢一字一句的好好的读。
But the Lord told me that because I was without faith, therefore I dare not to read word by word.
然后我知道我没有信心的时候，好好一字一句读的时候，我就发现我的问题很多。
So when I realized I lack faith,And I start to read the word by word, I realize I have much problem.
我需要主的拯救。
I need the Lord's deliverance.
所以神的话是很宝贵的。
So God's word is so precious.
所以主耶稣他每次一讲话的时候，就把天带到地上。
So whenever our Lord spoke, He brought heaven to earth.
所以你会发现，如果跟天父没有好的交通，我们讲话是也讲话，但是呢，天不在地彰显。
So we realize that if we do not have good fellowship with the Father and Son, then even we speak, however, heaven cannot be revealed upon earth.
但是你如果从主那里一直跟主去交通，当主要你讲话的时候呢，你会把天上神要说的话就带下来。
So if you have a continued fellowship with the Lord, then when the Lord would like you to speak, then whenever you speak, you bring heaven to earth.
昨天我们跟年轻人一起读这个约翰福音第六章。
Yesterday we read John chapter 6 together with youth.
年轻的弟兄姊妹他们看到这个主生命的话，那个他是粮，生命的粮，这个很重要。
So the young people realized that our Lord's words is the bread of life, which is really important.
但是我在读那一段话的时候，我就发现有一句话一直抓住我。
But when I read those scriptures, I realized there was there were some words really take hold of me.
就是彼得说，主啊，你有永生之道，我还跟从谁呢？
That was when Peter said that the Lord, you have the words of eternal life. Who else shall I follow?
彼得说这个话，是不是好像在怎么讲说，在附和主耶稣啊，或者说拍主耶稣马屁啊？
Peter said this. Was it just that he was trying to please the Lord?
不是的，他被主的话深深的震撼过。
No, it was because that he was being deeply impacted by Lord's words.
马太十六章，主说：“你们说我人子是谁？”
Matthew 16, Lord says that, "Who do you say that Son of Man is?"
然后彼得说：“你是基督，是永生神的儿子。”
And Peter said that thou art Christ, the Son of the Living God.
那主说：“哎呀，你这个不是人告诉你的，是天父启示你的。”
Then Lord said that you received this not from man, but Heavenly Father has revealed to you.
然后主就说：“我要把我的教会建造在磐石上。”
Then the Lord said that I shall build my church upon this rock.
后来主就说：“他必须要被交给文士长老、祭司长，被钉十字架，三天后复活。”
And then the Lord said that he shall be delivered unto the priests, the teachers of the law, and being delivered unto the cross and risen 3 days.
彼得一听，他要被钉十字架。哦，不行，万不可如此。
Then when Peter heard that, oh, you should be delivered onto the cross, then you definitely should not do that.
但主说，撒旦，退我后边去吧。
But the Lord said, Satan, get behind me.
他说你只体贴人的意思，不体贴神的意思。
He said, you only mind the things of man, but not the things of God.
这个话对彼得不好听。
To Peter, it was not pleasant to hear.
但这个话对彼得有震撼的作用。
But this had a great impact on Peter.
这个话使彼得能够从不正常的光景，或者说不认识的光景，能够转回来。
This words turned Peter from an abnormal condition into the right condition.
我们来到教会，我们实在是需要主帮助。
As we come to the gatherings, we really need the Lord to help us.
我们能够像彼得一样，能够听得见，能够听得进去天上来的话。
So we shall be just like Peter. We can truly understand and hear the words from heaven.
如果听不进去，得不到益处。
If we cannot hear, then we cannot receive any benefit.
听不见，得不到益处。
And if we cannot hear, then we cannot receive.
听见了，不好听。
When we hear that, it's not pleasant.
很受伤。
We feel hurt.
怎么叫我撒旦？
Why do you call me Satan?
还叫我退去。
And ask to get behind.
我就是紧紧的跟随，还叫我退去。
I would like to follow closely. Why do you ask me to get behind?
但是这个人被改变了。
But this person was being changed.
而且是十二个使徒里面第一个站起来为主说话的人。
And he was among the first of the 12 apostles to stand up to speak for the Lord.
所以天上的话我们需要。
So we do need the words from heaven.
从天上来的是在万有之上。
What comes from above is above all.
如果我们在教会里面，很多弟兄姊妹都把这个带来。
If in church, then there are many brothers and sisters bring this with them.
有没有发现这里充满了天的实际？
Don't you feel that it's being filled by the reality of heaven?
不要太顾面子。
We should not just care about our face.
面子已经只做好起来。
To care about our faith really doesn't mean anything.
我们需要真实的东西。
We need something real.
我们需要经历，真的是从天上来的，是在万有之上。
We should really experience that what is from above is above all.
而且需要见证这个东西。
And we shall bear witness for this.
而且还有一个见证就是什么？神真的是把万有都交在主的手上。
And another testimony is that God really has entrusted all things unto our Lord.
神也是借着教会来见证这件事情。
And also God also testified this through church.
我给弟兄姊妹看一段圣经。
I would like to show brothers and sisters.
哥林多前书第三章。
First Corinthians chapter 3.
第十八节到二十三节。
Verse 18-23.
人不可自欺。你们中间若有人在这世界自 自以为有智慧，倒不如变为愚拙，好成为有智慧。
Let no man deceive himself. If any man among you seems to be wise in this world, let him become a fool, that he may be wise.
因这世界的智慧，在神看是愚拙。如经上记着，主叫有智慧的中了自己的诡计。
For the wisdom of this world is foolishness unto God, for it is written, He takes the wise in their own craftiness.
又说，主知道智慧人的意念是虚妄。
And again, the Lord knows the thoughts of the wise, that they are vain.
所以无论谁都不可拿人夸口，因为万有全是你们的。
Therefore, let no man glory in man, for all things are yours.
或保罗，或亚波罗，或基法，或世界，或生，或死，或现今的事，或将来的事，全是你们的。
Whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world or life or death or things present or things to come, all are yours.
你们是属基督的，基督又是属神的。
And you are Christ, and Christ is God.
这里有一句话说，万有全是你们的。
Here it says that all things are yours.
保罗他要哥林多的弟兄姊妹来见证，万有是在他们身上，是属他们的。
Paul would like the brothers and sisters in Corinth to testify that all things are theirs.
因为保罗在更正哥林多教会的弟兄姊妹的光景。
Because Paul would like to correct the conditions of the brothers and sisters in Corinth.
哥林多弟兄姊妹有一批人跟随保罗。
The brothers and sisters in Corinth, there's a group of them follow Paul.
有一批人跟随亚波罗。
A group of them follow Apollos.
有一批人跟随彼得，就是基法。
And there was a group of people that followed Cephas, Peter.
所以教会就变成小团体，小团体，小团体。
So the church became small groups.
就叫人看到的只是一个小团体，小团体，小团体，不是一个基督的身体。
So all people saw were each of those smaller groups. They did not see the body of Christ.
这不能显出神的荣耀。
That could not manifest God's glory.
因为他们都把那个跟随的人捧着他们的，变成他们的头了。
Because they lift up those whoever they follow become their head.
但是保罗说什么？万有全是你们的。
But Paul said that all things are yours.
因为万有，神已经将万有交在主耶稣的手上。
For God has already entrusted all things unto Christ.
而教会又是基督的身体。
And then the church is the body of Christ.
所以如果教会跟基督跟神有一个正常的关系，万有全是你们的，这应该是一个事实。
So it should be a reality that all things are theirs if church has the right relationship with Christ.
所以他就说，或保罗，或亚波罗，或基法，或世界，或生，或死，或现今的事，或将来的事，全是你们的。
So he said, whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world or life or death or things present or things to come, all are yours.
也就是你们是在这个之上，不在这个之下。
It's to say that you are above all those, not under these.
你要得保罗的帮助，但不是把保罗当作偶像。
You shall receive help from Paul, but not lift up Paul as your idol.
你要得亚波罗的帮助，但亚波罗不是你的跟随者，你是跟随主。
You shall receive help from Apollos, but you should not follow him, you should follow the Lord.
你要得基法的帮助，但基法不是教会的头，基督才是教会的头。
You shall receive help from Cephas, but he is not the head of the church. Christ is the head of the church.
所以这是一个很大的改变。
So that's a great change.
这需要主开阔我们的认识，开阔我们的心胸。
Our Lord to enlarge us, enlarge our capacity and help.
所以必须你要经历到、认识到，从天上来的是在万有之上。
So you should experience and to know that what is from above is above all.
所以神儿子来就是见证这件事情。
So for God's son to come is to testify this.
教会同样见证这件事。
So is the church to testify the same thing.
再比下面一点。
And the next.
就是神儿子来是要将神四散的子民都聚集归一。
For the son of God to come is to gather all those who are scattered.
所以主耶稣他必须要钉十字架。
Therefore, our Lord should have to crucify on the cross.
所以说，当人子被举起来的时候，就要吸引万人来归向主自己。
So that when the Son of Man being lifted up, he should attract all men to be unto him.
基督徒有个危机，就是我们是因着主耶稣和他钉十字架得救的，但是我们却没有跟随主耶稣基督。
There's a crisis of Christians was that if we believe because of Lord Jesus crucified on the cross, but yet we do not follow him.
我们是因着他看他钉十字架得救，却没有跟随他，就没有办法被带到被他遭拒在他的里面成为一的实际。
So if we are being saved through his crucifixion on the cross, but if we do not follow him, then we cannot enter into the reality that we gather together in one in him.
所以不但被遭拒在一起，而且要进入这样的生活。
So not only we gather together in one, but we shall enter into this kind of life.
这个生活就是教会是基督的身体，所以就有身体的生活。
So this life is that church is the body of Christ, therefore should have a church life.
所以当我们受圣灵引导的时候，我们经历圣灵把我们带入真理的实际。
So as we are being guided by the Holy Spirit, then we experience the Holy Spirit guide us into a truth.
不但如此，圣灵也把我们带到身体里面来团体经历圣灵。
So the Holy Spirit also bring us into the body, so cooperatively we can experience the body.
多年来我们一直在青少年或者在年长的弟兄姊妹或者在其他弟兄姊妹身上一直提醒，不要只愿意跟你相类似的弟兄姊妹在一起。
For so many years, we keep reminding the youth or senior brothers, sisters, or other brothers, sisters that do not just be to stay together with those who you think are similar.
不是那样不好，而是怎么样说？那个你还不够真正经历身体的丰富。
It's not that that's not good, but you will not able to experience the riches of the body of Christ.
所以你真正经历身体的丰富，就是你要来到所有的弟兄姊妹当中。
So in order to experience the riches of the body, you should be together with all brothers and sisters.
不管是读经，不管是祷告，不管是面对问题，不管是生命的经历，都是来到弟兄姊妹当中一起来寻求主。
Whether it's to read Bible or pray or to experience life together, you should be with all brothers and sisters to seek him.
当然你个人有特殊的限制，那就没有，那是另外再说。但是如果你可以的话，你应该要宝贵主给你跟全体弟兄姊妹在一起的机会。
It's okay if you do have some personal limitations, but if you are able to, then you should be precious of the opportunity the Lord has given you.
当你有这样的机会的时候，你就会发现圣灵的工作实在是何等的丰富。
When you have such opportunity, then you realize how great is the work of the Holy Spirit.
神要使每一个肢体能够显借着圣灵能显出它的功用，显出它的功能出来。
God would like each member of the body through the Holy Spirit to manifest its own function.
所以功用是长出来的。
So this function is out of
长出来，生长出来。
So the function is to be grown.
所以是一个生命的经历。
So that's the experience of life.
所以你如果离开了那样的机会，你就很难去体会那个东西。
So if you left such opportunity, it would be hard for you to experience it.
所以你需要宝贵弟兄姊妹在一起来受圣灵引导的这样的机会。
So you should be precious of the opportunity when you are together with brothers and sisters being guided by the Holy Spirit.
让这个功用不是勉强加上去，就勉强让自己装出来的。
So this function is not just being added by your own effort.
我记得以前遇到一个让我觉得不知道怎么讲那种心里很复杂的一个经历。
I had an experience which was complicated.
有一个姊妹，她弹琴。
There was a sister who served piano.
其实呢，她跟她姐姐呢，因为家里有什么问题，所以就他们两个到台湾来。
Because there was some problem within her family, so it was only her older sister and her went to Taiwan.
后来两个人都信主了，来到教会里面。
And both of them believed the Lord, came to the meeting.
这个妹妹对钢琴很有兴趣，就常常弹琴。
The younger sister was interested to play piano.
后来在教会里就侍琴。
So she started to serve in the church.
可能是因为她是怎么讲说，她家里有一些的问题。然后又加上她很孤单在台湾。
Maybe it was because she had some family problems and she was lonely in Taiwan.
所以呢， 他跟这些在教会里面其他的那些弟兄姊妹呢，就好像觉得有距离。
So it seemed like she had some distance with other brothers and sisters in the church.
所以呢，她就总看她自己，就是那感觉不好不好。
So she always looked at herself and did not feel good.
所以她起头呢还来聚会，后来呢就只有私情来聚会。
So at first she came to meetings. Later on, she only came whenever she had to serve.
到后来呢，连私情她也没办法，因为她整个人离开主了。
And at the very end, she could not even serve because she left the Lord.
这个是叫人很痛心的事情。
That's something really sad.
所以我们希望我们能够静下来，能够去支取主借着教会给我们的供应。
So we should be quiet down and also able to receive what the Lord would like to provide us through church.
我们需要主帮助我们，如果有需要帮助的弟兄姊妹，我们有主的恩典是智慧，能够帮助他们。
We need the Lord to help us that we're able to help other brothers and sisters by His wisdom and grace.
所以我们如果不与主有好的交通，你就没有被差派的机会。
So if we do not have good fellowship with the Lord, then there is no opportunity for us being sent.
如果没有人被差派，像这样的情况呢，就不断的发生。
So if nobody is being sent, then this kind of situation will happen over and over again.
但如果主有恩典在一些肢体上，他因为跟主好的交通，所以他能够给那些帮助。
So if the Lord has His grace and there are some members of the body have good fellowship with the Lord, then they are able to help.
所以看到的不应该是失去，应该是得着。
So we should not see people got lost, we should see people gain.
所以每一个肢体都应该靠着圣灵能够显出功用出来。
So each member by the Holy Spirit shall reveal its function.
每一个肢体也靠着圣灵能够成为神的爱的器皿，流露出去。
And also each member through the Holy Spirit should become God's vessel of love and flow out.
每一个肢体也应当在聚会中等候主的带领。
And each member should wait before Lord's guidance during the meeting.
大家都被圣灵充满，但是大家都在等候圣灵的引导。
All is being filled by the Holy Spirit, but all are also waiting for the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
神知道怎么把最重要，那时候最需要的，就在那个时间带下来。
God knows how to bring down what needs the most at the right timing.
叫众人都说，神真的与我们同在。
And so everyone will say that God truly is with us.
第四个方面，神差他的儿子来，要叫人认识独一的真神，并他所差来的耶稣基督。
And the fourth aspect is that God sent His only begotten Son, is that so everyone can know the only true and living God and the Christ He has sent.
因为神要使教会满有基督长成的身量。
For God would like church to be grown into the full status, full measure of Christ.
所以不单单是蒙恩得救，罪得赦免。
So not only being saved by grace and sins being forgiven.
更需要的是什么？认识基督自己。
And what's even more important is that to know Christ Himself.
让基督的生命跟身量在我们身上成为实际。
So the life of Christ and His stature can become the reality in our lives.
所以圣灵有一个工作，你在圣经里面会读到一个叫基督的灵。
So Holy Spirit has a work as you read in the Scripture, the Spirit of Christ.
时间的缘故我就不读了，这告诉你们在哪里。彼得前书第一章第十到第十二节讲到基督的灵。
So I will not read it, but it shows up in the 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 10 to 12. It talks about the Spirit of Christ.
这个基督的灵在那个认识主的人上启示基督自己。
So this Spirit of Christ reveals Christ Himself on those who know Him.
他启示这个救恩 是真实的，而且基督的生命是先受苦后得荣耀。
And it reveals that the life of Christ is real, and the life of Christ is suffering first and later receive glory.
如果你跟主交通，你经历到说主启示你必须先受苦后得荣耀，你今天的生活你就愿意先受苦后得荣耀。
If after fellowship with the Lord and the Lord revealed to you that you should suffer first and later on receive glory, then that's how your life will be today.
当弟兄姊妹有需要有供应的时候，可能是有些人需要受苦。
So when some brothers and sisters have needs and there shall be provision. It might be that other brothers and sisters need to go through the suffering.
保罗称之是补满基督患难的缺钱。
Paul says that it's the filling the lack of the affliction of Christ.
为着身体的建造, 为了让别人更多认识主, 有一些弟兄姊妹他需要先受苦。
In order to edify the body, in order for other brothers and sisters to know the Lord more, then there are certain brothers and sisters need to suffer first.
另外在罗马书第八章也讲到基督的灵。Also
in Book of Romans chapter 8, it also talks about the Spirit of Christ.
那讲到后来呢, 就讲说要与基督一同受苦。 一同同作后死，一同受苦，一同得荣耀。
At the end, it says that you should suffer together with Christ, be co-heirs with the Lord, and also receive glory together.
这都是对基督的认识。And
that's to know the know about Christ.
所以对基督认识不是只是一个概念上的认识。So
to know Christ is not just in our concept.
是进入一个生命的经历。That's
entering into an experience of life.
要基督的生命的那个实际在我们身上能够活出来。
So that the reality of the life of Christ can be lived out among us.
所以保罗他又在另外一个地方, 在腓立比书第一章,
So also in the book of Philippians chapter 1 also talks about the spirit of Christ.
他讲说借着基督的灵的帮助, 叫我能够在这样的情况下能够得胜。
He says that by the help of the spirit of Christ, we can overcome in such circumstances.
所以不管在什么情况底下, 总叫基督在我身上照常显大。
So regardless of what kind of situation, let Christ be magnified in me.
所以才能够说我活着就是基督。
So then we can say to live is Christ.
所以这是非常宝贵的。
That is very precious.
所以如果我们只罪得赦免却不认识基督, 我们得的救恩还没有真正达到丰富的地步。
So if only our sins are forgiven, but we do not know Christ, then our life is not being enriched.
我记得我一个同学, 我劝他很久信耶稣, 他都劝不动。
I remember that I have tried to ask one of my classmates to believe the Lord, but he did not.
我后来就不讲了, 我就只为他祷告。
Then later on, I stopped asking him, I only prayed for him.
然后很久很久都没有联络。
And I did not contact him for such a long time.
终于在几年前, 诶, 又联络了。
Finally, I got in touch with him again a few years ago.
哦，他已经信主了。
He already believed the Lord.
他信两年了。
For 2 years already.
哦，然后我们就开始有点交通。
Then we started to have some fellowship.
他说他参加基督聚会，他有个印象。
He said that he had some impression after went to the gathering.
他说每次讲都是什么？他说每次主耶稣都替我们收拾烂摊子。
Every time they talk about how Lord resolved problems for us.
就是我们离主很远很远远, 然后主用很奇妙的方法把他拉回来, 就从罪里面, 从黑暗里把他拉回来。
That we are so far from the Lord, but very amazingly, that the Lord delivered us from sins and darkness.
当然我们听这样的见证是很戏剧化的。
Of course, those kind of testimony is very dramatic.
但是你总觉得好像缺了什么东西。
But we often feel something was lacking.
所以他就觉得说, 他说不应该只有这个吧。
So he felt it should not be just that.
那他呢? 他不是在这种情况。
So he was not under that condition.
他说主真的很真实啊。
He said that the Lord was so real.
因为他做一个生意啊, 是要靠天吃饭。
Because his business all had to depend on heaven.
就是室外油漆啊。
It's the outdoor painting.
那个一下雨他就没办法了, 你知道。
If it rains, then he could not work.
所以他为他的每一个工程, 就好好的祷告, 好好的祷告。
So he prayed for each project he had.
他的经历, 他就经历在经历, 他说, 哇, 神真是又真又实, 真是大能的神。
So he experienced over and over again that God is really the Almighty One.
但这里没有黑暗, 没有犯罪, 没有那些问题。
But there was no problem of sins and darkness.
很感谢主, 他看到这一方面。
Thank the Lord he had seen this.
好, 另外一个呢, 神差他儿子到降世为人呢, 还有另外一个目的, 就是, 这是主自己讲说, 你怎样差我到世上, 我也照样差他们到世上。
And there's another purpose for God sent his son to be on earth, is that Lord say himself, how did you send me on earth unto the world? I also send them to the world.
简单讲就是说, 主耶稣怎样受天父的差派, 今天基督徒, 也怎样受主的差派。
Simply speaking, how the Lord was being sent by God, So are us Christians today being sent by the Lord.
所以这个模式是一样的。
So that's the same pattern.
然后结果是什么呢？
So what is the result?
你发现如果你读那一段圣经，如果是你，我就不现在就不读了。读那段圣经，这是约翰福音17章18到23节，你读来读去，你就发现这一个差派的结果。
I will not read it, but it's in chapter 17 of John, verse 18 through 23.
当然了，我们很注意就是合一，对不对？
Of course, we do pay attention to be united in one.
但是合一是外面看到的。
But that's only outward.
里面是什么？ 里面是有父与子的交通在里面成为实际。
So what's inward is the reality of the fellowship of Father and Son.
我们如果只有外面的在一起，里面从来不交通，在神看来不够。
If we only appear to be in one outwardly, but we never fellowship inside, then that's not enough.
不但外面可以在一起，里面有生命的真正的互动。
Not only we can be together in one outwardly, but inside there's the interaction of life.
所以主为了要达到这个缘故， 他为着这些人要得到这个实际，他自己必须要分别为圣。
So in order to reach this reality, himself shall be sanctified.
他这样分别为圣，他叫那些得着的人也因着真理成圣。
So himself being sanctified, so those who receive can also be sanctified in truth.
而且他需要为这些要得着人祷告。
And he shall really intercede for those who shall receive.
不是只是给个道理而已。
Not just give them the knowledge.
要为他们祷告, 使他们能够进入那个实际。
He shall pray for them so they can enter into the reality.
如果神不帮助我们, 其实我们很难进入那个教堂。
If God do not help us, so it will be very hard for us to enter into the fellowship.
而且主不但为这个祷告, 而且主说, 这样的一个结果, 世人就一眼就看出来说, 神的确差耶稣基督降生的人。
He did not only pray for them, but in such a result, then the world would really see that God really sent Jesus Christ to be on the world.
所以要进入这样的实际人，他需要像主一样，能够愿意过十字架的生活。
So in order to enter into this kind of reality, he should be like our Lord, willing to live the life of Christ.
他愿意放下自己，让神，让主耶稣在他身上能够活出来。
He is willing to lay down himself so then the life of Christ can live out through him.
好，我想就停在这里，我们有点祷告。I
will stop here for now. Let's pray.
主，我们再把这些的话交在你宝血的遮盖底下。Lord,
once again we commit those words under your covering of precious blood.
也求你圣灵给我们回头的亮光。And
may your Holy Spirit give us the light as we look back.
愿你照你的旨意，在你的教会中，得着更多。
Pray that according to your will in your church, you can receive even more people whom you can send.
无论是在家庭、在工作或者教会中，我们看见你的差派是那样的真实。Regardless
whether it's in family, at work, or in church, we will see how real is your sending.
叫你的显现能够随处随时的能够彰显。So
you can reveal yourself in all kinds of places.
也叫你能够使 天上地上一切所有的，在基督里同归于一，能够早早的来到。So
the reality of having all things gathered in one, whether it's in heaven or earth, can become a reality.
谢谢，愿你做那人所不能做的工作。Thank
you. May you do the work that man cannot do.
奉主耶稣基督的名。In
the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.